Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell. Sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's been a crazy day, to say the least. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Glad you are here listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. We are going to get a chance to let you hear from BMAC. Brian McFadden stopped by talking the draft with us. Very interesting stuff. Listen, as we get to next week, I'm just telling you, you know I don't lie to you, you need to be here. There will be moves that will be made. There will be things that will happen, and we're going to get ready for this draft, and it's not going to play out the way you think it is. It just doesn't.
Because it never does.
It doesn't. So as we get to Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz broadcasting live. And then, of course, Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer will take over 7:30. We're going to go a little bit longer. I'm hoping, Mike, Thursday is an active day, which I think it will be, from a standpoint of trades that will be announced. A lot of this stuff, guys, will be done. And it won't be announced until the draft starts. And then that's when we find out, oh, such and such is traded for, and they've switched picks or whatever, and that's when things get really interesting. But as of right now, we're still picking eighth, and I don't know if we stay there or not. I can't wait to see.
The Sean Payton interview today, I talked to the media. He said, Monty Ossenfort, it's his world today. We're all living in it, the GM of the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Because he'd be the guy that could, if you're swinging for the fences, if you covet the quarterback, and especially if, again, we talked about it earlier, the Commanders basically did like a Hunger Games, had all four of their quarterbacks, not named Caleb Williams, top four quarterbacks come in there, including Michael Penix. And Jaden Daniels' agent was like, what are you doing? You know, you're just making my guy look like a schmo, and he's the second-best quarterback in this draft. But it'd be curious. If something weird happens, Cardinals are sitting there for someone to jump up. I don't know. As I said, the only teams, Carl, that maybe come up for us is if one of those wide receivers slips, and we don't take them. And that's why when guys go, why would we need a wide receiver? That's why you do all those things pre-combine, pre-draft,
right,
talking to everybody so you create that sense of leverage to maybe get somebody over a barrel and get extra juice, more picks.
Yeah, and it's not – here's the deal. I know we keep talking about need. It's not about that. One of our listeners made a great point, and then we're going to talk about our Hawks because there is news there that we need to tell you about. But, you know, he said, Dukes, remember, Jacksonville drafted the best athlete in 2022. Nobody talks about this. Trayvon Walker.
Mm-hmm.
They passed on who?
Aiden Hutchinson.
Who's the better player right now?
That would be Aiden Hutchinson.
Falcons need to draft the best football player. That is what needs to happen. I think we're all caught up in this whole athlete, best athlete thing. Yes, that's great. Athleticism is terrific. Mike, give me a dog. Give me a guy that can go make plays for me right now. And that is a great point. And I said to him, Nobody talks about that. And we know Trayvon Walker out of Georgia was a great player. But, Mike, that particular draft didn't work out. They should have went Aiden Hutchinson.
I will say this, though. Aiden Hutchinson right now has got 20. He's got eight more sacks than Trayvon. Trayvon Walker did have a 10-sack year this year for Jacksonville, but Aiden Hutchinson hit the ground running. You could argue more up in Motown.
Yeah, I would say, and here's the difference for me. You're game planning for Aiden Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
When you're playing the Lions right now and going in and moving forward, that is something I don't know if teams are necessarily doing for Trayvon Walker. And he's a bigger guy, I think, if I remember correctly. I don't remember the draft combine and the metrics and all that. Mike, let's talk about what's going on with the Hawks. Exit interview day. And Trey Young was speaking to the media today. I want you to hear a couple of things, DJ, as well. Trey was asked about, do you need to be the top player on this team? Okay? Meaning, hey, you're going to recruit guys. The Hawks want to go get help for you. They want to bring in guys. Do you have to be the top guy? This is what he said.
Obviously, I let them know that they came here. People don't understand. Like, I don't mind, like, people may think that I have to feel like I'm the best player on the team or first option. I'm not that way. I've never been that way. So I'm just a guy that's trying to get everybody involved and win the game.
Trying to get everybody involved and win the game. You know what I hear that as?
What's that?
Trade me.
What?
Get me out of here.
What?
Bunch of bums. I want out.
What?
Get me to L.A.
Wait a minute.
That's what I hear.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I clearly hear that. I want to get other guys involved. Nobody get involved here. Give me someone I can get some guys involved.
Wait a minute. You said earlier that's what you would do.
Yes. If I was Trey, I'd say, trade me.
Yes.
I put my feet up on wrestler's desk. Get me out of here.
One-on-one meeting?
Yes. I want out. Feet up. Light a cigar. So let's talk about me getting the hell out of here. You guys don't know Jack. Can't find me nobody. No all-stars. No nothing. We ain't got another point guard. How'd that work out?
Trey has not, fortunately, has not said that. He's saying, I can be a guy that wants to get at heart, guys, I've said this. He's a facilitator. Right. He wants to get other guys involved.
And he wants to create his legacy here in Atlanta, but we're giving him nothing to create that legacy with.
Well, you got to build a team, Mike. And so when asked about whether he wants to be here, right, because the trade rumors are already starting, Mike, I guarantee you, as soon as we get past the NBA Finals, it's going to heat up.
Right.
Here's what he said about that.
Yeah, I mean, every year teams are different. I mean, obviously, I want to be here. I mean, I want to be here, but I want to win, too. So, I mean, obviously, like, I mean, I've said that since I've been here. Like, I want to be here. I want to win championships here and do that. But I want to win.
Bingo. And as we said, you know, how do you marry his amazing offensive skills with a team defense that played better when he wasn't on the floor, but then you miss the offense? And, of course, look, you cannot look at the last game of the season as any kind of indictment of where Trey's game is. He's not even close to 100%. That's why he took the brace off, because he just couldn't get a shot. He couldn't feel anything. That's why he was turning the ball over.
Yeah, and I hated it for him, because remember I told you guys if he came back, he would get a lot of the blame if he didn't play well.
Right.
And then if he doesn't come back, well, he should have played. I mean, it was a no-win. So, hell, I'm going to go out here and do the best I can. And, you know, it wasn't good enough that day. But I'm with you, Mike. Meanwhile, DJ, I don't know what happens with DeJounte Murray. I thought he had a really good season, considering the circumstances. The team, you know, we said this, Mike. Did the team look more fluid at times when DJ was out there and Trey was injured? We can debate that. But here's what he said about the game plan the other night, which has us wondering, okay, is there some strife here? I don't believe there is. But when you start questioning, hey, I wish we would have did something different against the Bulls than what the coach wanted to do, it just kind of makes you scratch your head.
For me, I want to guard guys. That's just a prideful thing, you know, for me and how I was raised. But, you know, like I said, you follow the game plan. That was the game plan. And you win or lose basketball games, and we fell short.
What do you hear there?
Get me out of here, too.
Would you? Wait a minute. Yeah. That's not what I heard.
I got a coach that doesn't know how to coach defense. Doesn't know defense. Joe Diddley-Ajo. Damn if I know. He wants out.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got another soundbite where he's basically saying, we're going to double team DeMar DeRozan. Anybody want to check Kobe White?
Yeah.
You check, get on that?
He actually did say that. And here's the thing, guys. You're hearing this and you're saying, okay, is he really talking about the coach? Yes, what he's saying is, we allowed all these guys to have open shots because we wanted to take away their main option, which was DeMar DeRozan. I don't disagree with DJ. You know, sometimes if things aren't working in a game, players go to the coach and say, look, let's switch something up, or let me try to guard this guy. It doesn't mean it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But, Mike, when you question that, people immediately today were hitting us up. Oh, he's got a problem with Quinn. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, the cut about the DeMar DeRozan thing. Which I thought this was interesting. Now, something you and I remember, you and I were texting back and forth during the game.
Yes.
And he's basically saying what you and I were talking about.
I guess the game plan was they wanted to double DeMar. So you're the players, you respect your coaches, and you follow the game plan, and that was the game plan. You see he was doubling DeMar, and it gave other guys confidence. And you're in the NBA. I wish they would have missed shots. I wish they didn't gain confidence this game. But, you know, it's the NBA. They work hard. They're here for a reason, you know. So we're doubling one of their teammates all game long. So it just – it's up to them to make or miss shots, and they made shots.
All game long.
Yeah. And it's hard for Quinn to miss the guy. I mean, Kobe does have kind of like that Sideshow Bob haircut. He's a very, you know, big lid. And, no, I just – and it wasn't on DeJounte. There were some times where, you know, he did shoot over him. But to me, sometimes Bogey had to draw Kobe White. That's a terrible mismatch. Still a little – you know, the more we saw Quinn Snyder, now this is, the full season.
Yeah.
I'm less, I don't know. I'm not feeling it as much as I thought we were getting a guy that was going to really, sprinkle some genius dust on this thing. And it's, Carl, it is what it is. It's just not a very talented basketball team. Then you throw the injuries on top of it. Here you go.
Well, that, to me, that's the thing. Like, Mike, give me the tools. I can be a really good coach, but hell, you're missing 20 games. You're missing 20 games. Right. You're missing 20 games. I mean, like, I can only do so much. But I'm with you. I feel like, yes, could he have done more? I don't know. Personnel only allows you to do certain things. Guys, if you don't have the right personnel and the defense on the field, we've talked about this. You can't do some of the things you want to do. Football, basketball, soccer, it doesn't matter. Here is Bogey, and I thought this was an interesting comment.
Take a listen to this one.
Because we're talking about the exit interviews, and everybody's interviewing, and look, I don't know what this team looks like coming back. They're going to have to make some major decisions, but Bogey was like, look, the team as a whole, we just did sacrifice.
Buy into the roles, and more sacrifices. We didn't sacrifice enough. I feel like in my experience when I play for the successful teams, and it's not necessarily like winning a championship, but just feeling good overall. Because you can lose the game, but there is a ways that you lose, and I feel like everyone sees that, the energy and all that stuff. So sacrificing more for the teammates and doing the little things that matters for win.
Now here's what I hear.
Well, okay, what do you hear now?
I blame Trey. This is what I hear. And
what he said.
Aaron, what do you hear? I hear going, no sacrifice, no commitment. I blame Trey.
He's saying, I sacrifice. I don't know about the other guys here, but I sacrifice.
That is not what he said.
I sacrifice for team. Okay. No I in Bogdan.
There is an I in Bogey.
Bogey. That's not my Christian name. Christian name is Bogdan.
Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do, Atlanta? 404-726-0929. Trey wants to be here. I don't have to be the top player on this team. Get me some help. Bogey says we got to buy into our roles.
Very selfish team. No sacrifice. No sacrifice. No, very selfish.
We're going to see what
By happens. The way, we did bring in some more brain power. We talked about it
yes.
earlier. They went to the well once again in Golden State. A guy who has risen in that organization named Ansi Sala, who's been assistant GM. And he works in a number of departments. He knows the NBA game. And, look, having more brain power to fix this train wreck is not a bad idea. Bulls and Heat, no Jimmy Buckets. Kings Pelicans, no Zion tonight. And probably Sabonis will have a good night for the Kings down low.
Yeah, and then we get to the real playoffs tomorrow as the seven-game series get underway. All right, we're coming back. What does B-Mac think about the idea of the Falcons drafting a corner in the first round? You'll hear it coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call Bader Scott 404-888-8888. That's 404-888-8888.
Guys, it's Carl Dukes. Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We've all got those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. For you, maybe it's the attic. For others, maybe it's their basement. All I know is if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. And finally, with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, reliable connection in every room, and power for all of your devices, even when everyone is online. That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi only with Xfinity. That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. And now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for just $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Click, call, or visit a store. It's easy. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with a stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Compares Xfinity Connect More Internet against T-Mobile Home Internet at $60 per month. Regular pricing applies after promo period.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All Things Covered is the podcast with Patrick Peterson. And, of course, he played in the NFL. Two-time Super Bowl champion. Brian McFadden, I want to start first with the corners. You played the position. I'm sure you're probably more critical than most when you watch some of these guys and you're doing your evaluations. If there is a corner at eight, who is that guy that we should be looking at if there is a corner that you like at eight? Who's that guy?
I want to be biased, but I can't be biased. I got to be, legit. I don't think there's a corner that's going to go inside the top 10.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
And that's no knock on this year's draft class when you look at cornerbacks, but it's not as impactful as it was last year when we saw Devon Witherspoon go five, I think, to Seattle. Right. So in regards to taking a corner at eight, if I'm Atlanta, I'm not sure I would be willing to do that. But when you look at the top corner that will come off the board anywhere outside the top 10 is how I see it. I think it's going to be Terrion Arnold, yeah. Cornerback from Alabama. And the reason why, he wasn't the fastest. He ran a 4.5, but when you turn his tape, guys, he doesn't play 4.5. He really excelled a year ago because, remember, going into 2023, Kool-Aid McKinstry was the guy that many felt like was the best corner, not just on Alabama's team, but the best corner in the country. Kool-Aid played pretty good football, but, of course, he was dealing with injuries throughout last year, clearly with that fractured foot, and, didn't really excel and put forth the effort that we thought he would, but Terrion Arnold did. So when you factor in how Terrion just emerged, the tackling that I love, and also, too, look at the elite competition that he played against week in and week out. When you look at playing against the guys from LSU, you look at playing against Georgia, Lat McConkey, and the rest of those guys. Hey, you look at playing against A.D. Mitchell and Xavier Worthy from Texas. I mean, name me another corner that had played pro-style wide receivers as much as Terrion Arnold did last year in college football.
It's our man, B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. B, the thing is, we need edge rush, unless these guys are going to continue their development already on the roster. But one thing for certain, when you look at the depth chart, we got a young Clark Phillips, who we like his upside. We said he's maybe more suited to play nickel. They really got to find a starter to be opposite A.J. Terrell in this draft.
No question. I love Clark Phillips. I love him coming out of Utah. I love defensive backs from Utah and Washington because those guys are pro-ready. And I think Clark Phillips has an opportunity, especially inside when you look at his measurables and how instinctive and how his lateral movement kind of pertains more so to a nickel guy. I think he can excel. But also, too, Carl and Mike, we can't forget about the free agent cornerback class, the guys that are still available as well.
Right.
So when you look at some notable names like Stephon Gilmore, Xavier Howard, guys that are still, I feel like, starting material in the National Football League, and I don't think they will warrant, you know, breaking the bank when you look at salary. That could be an option for Atlanta as well. I do believe Atlanta will draft a cornerback anywhere in the top three rounds. You know, that's how I see it. But you still can add value in the free agency pool when you look at the cornerbacks that are still available in free agency.
Tell me you're with me. Don't tell me you're against me. Tell me you're with me when I say if one of these top wide receivers falls to eight, you got to take them.
Oh, no question. Yeah. I don't care who it is. I don't care if you're telling me if it's Rome. I don't care if you're telling me you know, clearly Malik or Marvin. Like, if any one of those guys are available, throw out what you are trying to do for Atlanta and go get a difference maker.
Yes.
Right now. Go get a difference maker, and you better believe Kirk Cousins will be smiling from ear to ear. Now, that might not be the best position of need, but if one of those guys fall at eight, now you're cooking with gas. Now you can potentially have an offense with, you know, with Robinson, with Drake, with Kyle, with a Rome, with a Malik, or with a Marvin Harrison. Oh, my goodness, I got you guys fired up just throwing out those names as a hypothetical, right?
Yeah.
Right? But one thing we know about the draft, guys, we don't know. We've done, all of us, when you talk about being analysts, being fans of the sport, all of us has probably done a million mock drafts individually. And when we think we know, we don't know. And most of these organizations don't really know until that time is right there before their eyes. So if that happens, no question, there's nothing to think about. Go get one of those elite pass catchers.
Brian McFadden knows what he's talking about. Two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers here on Dukes and Bell. Yeah, I mean, look, if Roma Dunze is there, everything you just talked about, and now we're scoring a lot of points. And then the defense, you know, take some pressure off because other teams, if they can't play catch-up, they become one-dimensional. I mean, we have all the pieces right now for that Rams-style offense, but that puts us over the top. And then do you like a guy like do you like one of the other, like, receivers from – I don't know, Brock Bowers is going to go before we pick. But do you like Ladd McConkey here because does he fit – he's not as big as Cooper Kupp, but that guy could be in the second round if we do something else in the first.
That's the thing, Mike. I mean, you can get high value – at wide receiver in the second round. And the thing about Ladd McConkey, when you look at him, when you watch him play, he looks like he's 5'9", 5'10". But he's a six-footer.
Right.
He's a six-footer. Like, I was at the SEC championship game last year and I actually saw him. I was surprised because I thought he was like a little shrimp. You know what I mean? Like a smaller guy. But no, he has length. I love his route running ability. And he just plays football. He is a football player. I think Ladd McConkey, and I'll say this, you know, very, very, very carefully, right? I think Ladd McConkey has the ability to have a Puka-like Nacua effect to whatever organization drafts him. Now, hold on before everyone jumps on me,
all right?
I'm not saying he's going to put forth record-setting numbers, but remember how surprised Kuka – remember the surprise that Kuka gave all of us.
Right.
Like, we were like, whoa, what? Every week. Ladd McConkey can kind of do that because he has that type of skill set. Not to mention, what about Drew Prielstar? From Florida. I love his game as well. There's so many high-level wide receivers in this draft. This might be the deepest wide receiver draft that I can remember when you talk about value, when you look at the quality and the quantity that's combined with these wide receivers. So Atlanta, like, when you talk about potential pass catcher, you don't necessarily got to get a difference maker in round one. You can find your guy in round two, and you will be smiling from ear to ear because he's going to give you production.
So the latest rumor is that the Commanders, you know, might not go Jayden Daniels.
What? That's crazy talk.
Are they crazy? Like, are they going to reach and go J.J. McCarthy? Like, I'm not understanding this, but B, tell me, Jayden Daniels should be the second quarterback off the board, right? He should be.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. See, I don't understand. Like, you know, I'm not in a position of power when it comes to drafting guys. I've never been in a position of power. But one thing I know I have, the same thing that you guys have is eyes, right? And I have the ability to read. That means I can look and I can read based on what these guys have done number-wise. Stats. Jayden Daniels, the last 2 years, has thrown only 7 interceptions and I think almost 60. A total of 60 touchdowns or something like that,
right?
This year, he was the best quarterback in college football. Last year, he was one of the best quarterbacks in his conference. What are we talking about? Why are we trying to say Drake May is a better quarterback than Jaden Daniels. We don't know what the future holds, but right now, as you see today, Jaden Daniels has been the best quarterback in college football last year and one of the top quarterbacks the last 2 years based on his numbers.
Right.
Drake May, real good player, but not on the level of Jaden Daniels. So what I look at, what I see this now, when I start hearing these rumblings, it reminds me a lot of another former North Carolina quarterback in Mitch Trubisky. Remember Trubisky when he came out?
Same jive. Same jive.
In the ACC.
Yes, yes.
Wasn't the best quarterback in the ACC.
Yeah.
They made him felt like he was that guy. Trubisky was not better than Deshaun Watson and, heck, a few other guys in the conference, but he went too. He got overdrafted. Like, you should draft guys based on what you've seen them do, and then, of course, pair that with the potential. And then for people that say, well, Jaden Daniels had two first-round draft picks to throw the football to. All right, Malik Nabers was always a made man since his freshman campaign at LSU. But Brian Thomas, the year before, only had like 300 yards receiving in 2022. And one thing I know about good quarterbacks, guys, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, they make other guys look better than what they are.
They do.
Correct.
They do.
C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins.
Yep.
C.J. Stroud, Tank Dell. C.J. Stroud, Noah Brown. Like when Tom Brady was doing what he was doing, Pat Mahomes, even in the collegiate level, great quarterbacks make other guys look better. And that's what Jaden Daniels did with other pass catchers not named Malik Nabers a year ago.
The only knock on him, and I saw it in the FSU games, he does take a lot of contact. But can you coach that up and tell him, look, bro, you got to get down and just know when to risk your life and when to get out?
Yeah, we can coach that up, man. You can't be a reckless runner.
Yeah.
You got to be a smart runner. Like, get positive yards, get down. And see, when he gets to the National Football League, when he starts seeing some of those defenders who are 6'4", 6'5", running 4.4s and 4.5s, I don't think he's going to have to really emphasize getting down after they lay that Rydell on you one good time. But for him, he has to be a smarter runner. And that's it. That's my only knock on him. Sometimes he kind of holds the ball a little too long, and that comes with maturity and experience. But if you turn his tape on,
right,
you're going to be mesmerized about what he's done. And also, too, one caveat for Jaden Daniels, his defense was so bad, they had to score almost 40 points a game.
Right.
They had to because their defense couldn't stop anybody.
No, it was all on him. Again, the guy's got a cannon. He can run. He's also 6'4". I know. Remember RG3? Because if RG3 could have learned that, could his career have been something better? I mean, it just seems like that was self-preservation, an instinct he never had.
Yes, like one of the best runners in college, and I'm sorry, in the NFL is Lamar Jackson. But you don't see people get good hits on Lamar Jackson.
Because
he knows how to get down.
Yep.
Yes, he's smart. Remember at Lamar at Louisville, he was fighting for every yard possible. But he learned, you know what, I gotta preserve my body. I got to make sure I protect my body. I got to get down. Russell Wilson, when he was more known to be a guy that can be mobile and scramble, he got down. Pat Mahomes. So for Jaden Daniels, if you want to be able to do what you need to do, you got to be healthy, and most importantly, get down. So I have no issue with that, man. Jaden Daniels is my wide receiver. I mean, my quarterback, too. There is no discussion. Heck, me personally, I like Michael Penix over Drake May.
A lot of people do. Hey, I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who have him as the number two quarterback on their boards. So I know it sounds crazy.
I would accept that. I would accept that more if you're telling me Drake May's the number two quarterback on the board. I would accept that more because film does not lie.
Yeah.
When you look at the last 2 years, look at what Michael Penix has done.
Yep. Yeah.
Playing quarterback.
Great stuff. We will chop it up next week after the first round of the draft next Friday. Can't wait to hear what you have to say about Thursday night and how it all goes down, man.
Hey, I just hope for Atlanta Falcon fans, next Friday when we talk, you guys feel so good about what happened Thursday night.
Me too.
Brian, just once, I want everybody on the same page. Never happened in this city, but it'd be nice to everybody. Kumbaya.
Me too.
Hey, listen. Hey, what? Because if they do something that surprises or kind of piss people off, I already know it's going to be a crazy rant coming from Carl. I know it's going to be a crazy rant coming from Mike, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, well,
right
you
on.
Know what? If you want to set us off, try us. Good stuff, B. Appreciate you, man.
Yes,
that's our boy. Yeah, man, Brian McFadden, catch the All Things Covered podcast as well, which is always great stuff. We were thinking earlier today, if you missed it, we talked about it a few times, Dan Quinn and the Commanders' unique approach to finding their next franchise quarterback, which is to basically bring four men into a room, four men enter, one man leaves. They basically invited everybody named Caleb Williams. They did bring in Drake May, and they brought in Jaden Daniels, who everyone perceived would be the guy going second, Carl. They brought in Michael Penix Jr., and they got all these guys together, and they're like, hey, let's see who's the best guy out here. Kind of weird way to do it. Although, unless you're looking for the alpha male and getting somebody to be the, I don't know, handle the stress, the pressure of that situation, I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, listen, whatever they wanted to get out of it, I hope they did. But it gets us to tonight's last call, Mike.
Yeah, your best or worst job interview. You ever have a job interview, you just got sideways? Maybe through no fault of your own.
You blew it.
Because we always used to joke around, like, what the hell used to happen with those job interviews for Eric Bieniemy? Yeah. Like, when he get in the office and be like, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do to your team. I mean, did he come in like Chris Farley? He'd be knocking over furniture? I just don't know. You ever ace an interview? You ever, by the way, again, maybe interview tips as well. So for the whole process, how you, convey the message that you're the right man or woman for the job. 404-726-0929. I remember when I came up here for the job interview, Salsa, who's now with the Hawks. He's like, how bad do you want this job? I go, I'd shoot my kid's sister for this job.
Hired.
Not a great negotiating tactic. I was woefully underpaid for my first 2 years.
Yeah, I thought I knocked the job interview out the park. Didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And then I thought I sucked.
Right.
And got one that I had no idea that I was going to get. So it goes both ways. That's right. What we're talking about with the last call tonight. It's Dukes and Bell, 404-726-0929. Your call's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.